Welcome to Animal Communication 101. I'm so glad you're here because it shows that you deeply care about the animals you love and you want to connect with them at a deeper level. I believe everyone has the ability to communicate with their animals. All it takes is the desire and intention, a few tools, which I'll help you with, and an ability to receive, to listen deeply with an open heart. Just like any new thing you try, know that it takes time to learn. We all start at the beginning as beginners, so be gentle with yourself and trust that this will unfold for you in perfect timing. The fact that you are drawn to this class shows that you have an affinity for this. Your animals will respond to your reaching out to them. They're very, very sensitive. I often hear from my clients that their animals are more cuddly with them, they hang out with them more, they're just more alive and present after I do sessions with them. They love the attention and they soak it up just like anyone else would. The learning comes in the practicing. As you practice, you'll gather experiences, and after a while, you'll get enough experiences that will show you how valuable this skill is, and you'll get better and better at it. You might want to have a notebook with you so you can jot down any words or pictures that come to you. Sometimes this information can come in very fast, so be ready to capture it. Don't worry if your animal is with you in the room or not. This doesn't matter. It may actually be more distracting to have them in the room with you. For me, watching them visually interferes with taking in the deeper information. It's also possible to connect with your animal after they have passed into spirit. Time and space makes no difference. It is all possible. Information and communication comes in many forms. You may hear words or phrases, you may see pictures, and you may feel things in your body. You may smell or taste things, or you may just get a sense of knowing. Take in all the information, write it down, and do not connect any of the dots with your mind. Don't be tempted to do this. Just take in the information and let it stand alone. What we're going to do next is ground ourselves, center ourselves, and call in our guides. Then I'll walk you through a session of connecting with your animals where we can ask them questions and listen in for their answers. This is a tool that can be used again and again as a template, like training wheels for practicing. Set aside all distractions and all your expectations. Listen with your heart. I like to create a sacred space for this work by lighting a candle and setting an intention. So let's begin. Take in a nice, long, deep breath. And as you exhale, let go of everything. And again, another nice, long, deep breath. And exhale. And one last time. Deep breath. And now let go of everything. We invite in spirit to co-create this time with us. We invite in all of our guides and teachers of light that work with us. Thank you for being present and assisting us with this communication. We ask that this experience be filled with light and joy, and that only that which is for our highest good come through. We ask for clear, precise, helpful information. We ask to be a bridge of communication, to be of service so that we may better understand this being and strengthen our relationship. Our intention is to create greater harmony and understanding with our animals, and to hold the vision that all beings may fulfill their highest potential. We set aside our ego selves, literally set them aside, so that we may be open and present to truth. We see our bodies grounding to the earth, feeling the support and love of the earth, and we breathe in light through the tops of our heads. We open ourselves to be grounded and available to higher wisdom. Feel the light entering, filling your body, flowing down your body, and then moving into Mother Earth. See yourself as a column of light. Feel that peace. And now let's focus on our hearts. Breathe into your heart. Feel your heart getting warm and expanding. Imagine your heart is opening. There are gates there that are opening. This is where your communication comes from the depths of your heart. We ask to be of service. Call in your animal by name. Visualize meeting with her on a path in a quiet meadow. Her in front of you. Notice how she greets you. Does she run up with a wagging tail? Or is she sitting turned away? Is she laying down quietly? Is she looking at you expectantly? Just notice how she greets you. Let her know you would like to talk with her. Ask her if this is a good time. keep remembering to breathe deeply, relax, and keep your heart open. Now just sit with her for a bit and check in to see how she's doing. Feel her energy and how she's feeling. Just be with her and take her in. Notice how your body's feeling. And keep your heart wide open. And now you can ask her about what's on your mind. If there's a specific behavior going on, visualize this behavior in your mind. And ask her, why are you behaving this way? If there isn't a particular behavior you want to know about, you can just connect and ask her to share with you about her life. Ask if she's happy. If you begin to receive information but it feels incomplete, ask your guides to make it more clear for you. Keep asking and listening and take your time. Ask your animal, is there anything you need? If you feel like you aren't getting much, just sit in the energy with your animal. Imagine that you see them breathing and link up your breath with their breath and just settle into breathing together. You may ask her, is there anything I can do to help you with this? Keep setting your own thoughts aside. as you're listening, send her your love and your compassion. Let her know how grateful you are for her sharing. When you feel complete, check in one last time and ask if there's anything else she'd like to share. Is there anything else that you can know? This is often the place where amazing information comes in. When you feel complete with your talk, give her your thanks and love. I hope you enjoyed connecting with your animal. Remember to take your notes and notice any shifts or responses your animal shows you over time. Things cannot stay the same once you've made this effort and commitment for change and a deeper relationship.